What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, a happy Friday morning to everybody out there as we get set. Man, all kinds of football and little teaser last night that it's always an interesting. I don't know how hard a hardcore fan you are here on a Friday, but Omar Kelly's with us all day, Dan Day. Jamie's with us in the back as Woody's taking his full 2 weeks, coming to an end.
So Jamie hasn't gotten a nickname yet?
No, but he's on his way.
You let it happen naturally.
All day Dan Day, yeah. That. So, and I was worried about all day Dan Day, and by the way, I haven't really asked him, how are we doing it? Are you getting the all day stuff, or is it all day Dan Day, or are they just going Dan Day? What are you getting mostly now?
Mostly all day Dan Day? All day, everywhere I go, all day.
Am I getting credit for that, or is that going to somebody else?
Yeah. Of course.
Hey, listen, man, I got to tell you, through the years, Boog Shambi, I looked at him the first time. I know he's not a big fan of mine these days, but Boog, and I go, oh, my God, man. You know, Boog Powell was a great hitter for the Orioles. Big guy.
Bigger than baseball.
And I go, hey, man, you're Boog Shambi. And that's mine. He's not giving me credit, but that's mine when he's a young guy working here at
so,
QAM.
So, hold on. His name is not Boog?
No. It's John Shambi.
What?
John Boog Shambi, but everybody calls him that. And, you know, I just say, and then I see this guy. He works morning, noon, and night. It's legendary. You see all day.
Yeah, no, he's been here. I was listening to him at his 7 o'clock show. Good show. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, damn, Dan, you've been here for 12 hours?
Yeah, so he what he does is Lynn gets messes, and all day Dan Day cleans them up.
Yep.
He comes right in, and
well,
Lynn never has to come in. It's great. It works for him great.
It should be called the cleaner.
Yeah. maybe a new one. But anyway, yeah, we're working. Jamie's about ready to get one. It's just a matter of time, though. It's coming.
But you got
to
let it happen organically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you just can't look
can't
at
force
a guy.
It. You can't no, force it. No, I'm with you.
Anyway, hey, so what? How much of the preseason opener last night, the Hall of Fame game, did you watch?
Honestly, Joe, not a second. And okay. I intended to. I just laid down. I did my
don't worry.
I did my Dolphins Collective podcast. You know, I had this early start yesterday. I laid down, closed my eyes. Next thing I knew, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
These hours, I get up at 2:45, and these hours do catch up with you. They do. Like, so I got a call. Somebody goes, hey, I called you at 7. Oh, Bo. Bo say, hey, text you at 7:30. And I said, Bo, I went to bed about 6:50.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of going, I've
known you long enough to know that is your life. Yeah.
No, man. And so anyway, and then I'm okay this morning, minus, you know, a little drinking last night. Anyway, but it was, We got a lot of stuff to get to. You didn't miss. It's what you thought. We had a pick six. We had a fumble on a kickoff. We had a fumble on a punt, and we had the Lions turn the ball over five times.
Hold on, so we had a fumble on a kickoff, fumble on a punt. Today is going to be a Dolphins special teams day. It always is the day after practice, the day after they take a break. Yeah. It's like
– got to start getting that ready.
You get four, like, special teams period, and I'm sure the new special teams coach is going to put that up there and show you, hey, this is why it's important. Yeah. And I can
well,
tell
Dan
you –
Dan Campbell was not happy. He didn't go one of these. Ah, it's the first game. We want he treated it like
you work on it.
It was week three or four of the regular season. Was not happy with how sloppy his team was. First of all, in this league, you turn over five times.
They had five. Who Lions had five?
Lions times? Turned it over five times.
Wow,
including the pick six and then two special teams plays that, and the guy's running hard, but he fumbles. And then the punt, the guy was just it wasn't even close. Like he looked like a deer in headlights waiting for that ball
when
to come down.
When you're a young, trying to make the roster dreamer,
yeah.
How do you think you handle that punt fumble? How do you think you emotionally handle that punt fumble?
Well, you wonder when you're a young guy, return, how many more chances do you get? How patient do you give a guy another chance? Because it wasn't even close. You know, sometimes a guy will
– yeah.
And he'll just bobble a sec or he'll drop. This one looked like maybe he had not seen a lot of punts.
Yeah, no.
So it was a little shaky. But, hey, this is what happens. Those two had to go to camp early to get ready for this Hall of Fame game and everything with it last night. But, and I got to tell you something else. The special teams, I know we got a new special teams coach. The other guy, listen, he got plenty of opportunities. And if I was afraid we're going to have to go through another year going, well, all my guys have to play on defense or offense.
Yeah.
You know? And nobody wants to hear it.
I mean, that was a valid excuse. That was one of his more valid excuses, but I didn't understand why he stayed around as long as he did. But, hey.
Well, I don't, you know, so it's funny, and I don't – because I'm not there every day, and Mike knows, and Mike probably got certain personalities, and he and Wes Welker I thought would be together for life. And that
Mike can get hard on them.
And then you turn around, you got another guy, and you're going, look, I don't know if you've been seeing our numbers on special teams, but they haven't been looking real good in some crucial plays that you go through, you know, that cost us games. And Mike kept sticking with the guy, and so finally he makes a change. Nice guy, by the way. Nothing wrong with the guy, but now we're going to get into this year. I don't know if you're buying Darren Rizzi, but there's some returns.
Yeah,
they want that ball returned. They don't want touchbacks. This thing is you touchback, then you know. So these teams are going to kick the ball. And let these guys return.
You got to have
them.
A strong coverage game.
You got to have some coverage, guys. Thank you, Omar. You better find that core. And I know we're looking for cornerbacks right now and good backups at a lot of positions.
The second and third teamers, you got to find yourself a nice little role. Like Ethan Bonner, I tell you right now, Ethan Bonner better get good at being a gunner because it's not looking good. I mean, if we're doing the math, Ethan's what, four on the depth chart?
Well. You know, we hit this hard yesterday, and it's valid, and it's all anybody's talking about, and how do we get in this situation, and head
scratching. You chose to be in this situation.
And then on top of all that.
You consciously chose to be in this situation. That's how you got there.
So it doesn't happen very often that you get two new safeties, and you're taught one guy got injured, to be fair. Cater would have been here as a nickel guy, but the other two guys were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen very often that before you start, you got a brand new starting five, and they're going to have a brand new starting five. There is no question about it. And so, you know, everybody wants to know, well, so let me run this by Artie and Cater down. If you could rank them from what your eyeballs have told you, that's all I'm asking. You're out there more than I am. You've been a more – so Storm Duck one. Kendall Sheffield.
Kendall Sheffield two.
Is Cornell Armstrong three?
Cornell, I would probably still put maybe. Are we talking performance or are we talking equating draft status in there too?
No.
Because Jason Marshall, he's not talent number three, but he's safely on the roster because he's a fifth round pick and he's a young rookie. So he's three. He's not talent number three, but he's three. I put Ethan Bonner there at four. He's three talent wise.
You haven't said Jack Jones yet.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen him long enough. And yesterday and what was it? Wednesday was a bad day for Jack Jones. So I've seen him three practices. One was good.
Wow. And we don't. What about Mike Hilton? What
haven't seen him. Haven't really seen him work.
Yeah.
He's behind Cornell Armstrong, who, you know, I think they're auditioning him for nickel because they know Cornell's a good special teams guy. So he's going to help you in the third phase of the game. So they're trying to see if they can get him to play nickel pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I was that group, I'd be showing up to special teams meetings. I'd be early all of them.
No question.
Knowing because there's going to be a lot of returns. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hate to say that because we'll see in preseason, and that doesn't really tell you because you purposely want to see who can make tackles in a preseason on it. But it looks like, you know, if teams are going to go now, we're going to kick it out. Well, then you're going to start every drive at the 35.
That's good. I don't know why they get to down it. And I'm sorry, no matter where they kick it, you should be forced to get running out.
Well, it's better for football. There's no question. It's a wasted play when you go a full game. And
but if I make you kick it running out, it's not a wasted play.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's not an option. I should probably ask Darren that.
So anyway, we have that, and we'll find out because Chicago, everybody's going to be in preseason starting Thursday this week, all through, including last game.
Joint
Miami
practices,
Dolphins.
Baby, which Joint. Are way more important than the games. I know people don't understand that, but in joint practices, you can run 60 reps against another opponent without really fear of injury because you're not going to the ground. And you can work on specific things.
Well, you can control
things.
Specific things. That's a big one, which you can't do during a preseason game.
Yeah.
You know, and guys are going to go. I still think the preseason games, I know fans don't like preseason games. It still does let these guys, these young guys that have never played out.
It's for players 30 to 70 on the roster. They're fighting for jobs and fighting for work.
So – yeah, that's kind of where we are. But
that's it. That's if you're into the back end of the roster, and I am.
Everybody should be after what they've seen the last couple of years. The amount of guys on IR and
Joe, most
guys
people,
from practice squad. That,
most people
important.
Can't even name you anybody but the quarterback and the wide receivers. Unfortunately, it's sad to say.
Omar. I think the hardcore fans
probably make up about 15% of the fan base. But I know the hardcore. I do know the hardcore.
Listen, I got hardcore that we debate all the time. And, hey, look, I sit, Bo and I, he gets going. And he's like everybody else. He gets going on a guy and
the hard,
or going on a guy against or really likes. And he's all in. And I go, Bo, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
This quarterback thing right now, I just want it to play out. Let's just let it play.
It's nothing to play out. Mike already squashed that, man.
Well, he did, actually. You're right.
Mike is like that.
Everybody's talking about this. I don't know why you're talking. I got final say, and it's my thing, and it's all set.
Zach Wilson is my number two. If Quinn Ewers wants the job, he's going to have to absolutely destroy it in the exhibition season.
So, but they're happy with him. I'd be happy with him. He's had a really, for a number three guy coming in.
He won. I was talking to an agent friend of mine who has specific conversations, and he was like, yeah, Quinn Ewers, I know of a $2 million deal, and there were talks that he got up to $4 million in terms of returning to college football. And so he turned down a lot of money. He just signed a $3 million deal to sign cards. So he's out here making money. What I don't understand is why would you go into the draft knowing you're going to be a third day pick when you can go to college football and make $4 million?
So it's a great
question. help your stock like Cam Ward did.
I don't think everybody's being honest about that topic because there is no way. First of all, I fire my agent. Hey, I don't know who his agent is, but I'm just saying, like, I went from one of the top quarterbacks in college my last couple years, and I know last year didn't go as well.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't go well with Ohio State. He's probably made $10 million in college. I think the number I heard is
he's a five-star guy coming out of Southlake High School or Northlake High School in Texas. Yeah. It's a powerhouse for Drew Brees and all those
I've heard he's made a lot of money in college.
Oh, no, he did make a lot, but he had $4 and $5 million offers waiting.
Yeah.
He and the two hottest guys, well, there's three of them, actually. One goes to Oklahoma. The Washington State guy goes to Oklahoma. Okay. He's getting $4 or $5 million. Carson Beck's up here and had a good day yesterday. They said his arm looks great.
When are you getting down there?
Thursday.
Because I love listening to you on when you get down there, when you get to see it.
Yeah, no.
That's important.
You got to see it, yeah.
You guys, and I want to encourage every Dolphin fan, if you do have the opportunity to go to the next three practices, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, slap my hand. I don't care if you have a ticket because the ticket situation is kind of crazy.
I don't know how that works. So they say all the tickets are taken and then...
No, but they people apply for them but don't show up.
Right. So how do you do that? How do you decide? Because you can't all of a sudden... You would like to think like you're getting these tickets, friggin' use them.
No. A lot of people, I know somebody who got tickets from from the West Coast, Naples, Fort Myers, and she's not sure if she's gonna come. So she's got like tickets, but you know, people plan. It's free, and so they sign up for it early, hoping that hey, they might be able to do it.
But
then
they don't
scheduled.
Go. They go. I didn't spend any money on it. I got a freebie.
Exactly, and that's what's happening. And then the stands are empty. And my point, and I continue to say this, and I'm not backing down from it. I was once a ticket taker at that stadium. If they got space, I'm not turning you away. I'm not turning you away and saying, hey, you don't have a ticket. They got space.
Do they make them, I don't know how it works. Do they make them show that ticket when they get there?
I don't know how that works. If you want to go see some football this weekend, they practice in the morning, 9:00, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Now, Saturday might be a little tough because it's a members only practice, which means season ticket holders. So I can't promise you on Saturday that you're going to get in because that's a little tough. It's a members only. It's exclusive stuff. But Sunday, show up. Trust me, you'll get in.
I'm looking forward to the weekend and getting a chance to not hurry out and hurry in and be able to.
Do you remember? I always want to ask you, do you remember it was maybe Tony Sperano's first or second year in Davie? And there were so many fans there that they had to take the screens off the gates on the side. Do you remember that?
In the end zones, I do. Everybody standing up on the outside.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there were people all in the parking lot watching. Yeah. It's like the dog.
Oh, that's right. There were people up in the five-story parking lot on Nova.
Like, that was the height of this thing for me.
I don't know how you handle, and the last thing they want me to do, you know, if I said something, tell me stay in my lane.
Yeah.
But because I don't know exactly how that, but you're right, man. If you want to go and you got kids and you want them to go out there and, you know, get to potentially meet some of the players this weekend, if you're not in a hurry
this
to
is
get
it.
In and out, I totally agree with you. And by the way, we don't have a lot of weekends left because they're getting ready to hit the road for the next couple
they got
weekends.
They got like a 13-day road trip, which is going to be some great bonding.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the Jacksonville because we're going to know a lot. By that time that Jacksonville thing rolls around and they've got a lot of questions of their own, they're trying to...
I just hope they don't come back from that trip a little banged up with some injuries and losing this guy and losing that guy and got to sign this guy to patch up the roster. And I really just we haven't had a healthy training camp, but I'm just hoping for a healthy training camp.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, everybody's going through the same thing, trying
to
keep guys healthy, and how much do you practice guys in this whole crazy world that
I still say Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb should not be practicing every day. Nope. I want every other day.
I don't know. I don't know how you get those guys. Bradley Chubb was out all last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you're going to get him to sit. And Jalen Ramsey is
Jalen Phillips
is hungry. I got to stop doing that. Jalen Phillips is.
We got a lot of Jalen's on the team now.
Yeah, no, we do.
The sad thing is when you got to write it and you got to figure out how to spell this specific one because they're all spelled differently.
That's right.
They're all spelled differently. It's crazy.
J-A-Y-J-A-E. We got a little bit of everything there.
Yeah. J-A-E-L-E-N. J-A-Y-L-E-N. J-A-L-E-N. Yeah.
We have a lot of Jalen's.
We just collect Jalen's.
We got to go to break here. Omar Kelly with us this morning. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. We'll talk about Marlins and Yankees, three-game series. Man, a lot of people looked at that schedule and went, when the Yankees coming? And they're here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, come in with a 60-49 record. And the Marlins yesterday, we'll talk a little bit about this, Cabrera and Alcantara are still here. They did not move them, wanted a lot, didn't get what they like. I love it. Let them stay 52-55 and see what you can get in the last 55 games. Jesus Sanchez, good luck, man, with the Astros. They did move him. We'll go to a quick break. We have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'd like to get to that real quickly. You know what Fridays are? Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday. That's when a lot of men make a trip over there. A lot of guys have appointments. A lot of guys going in there for the maintenance program to keep them going, keep their energy level high, keep their sex drive high. And, man, it go in there. I always love going in on a Friday. And, you know, we all talk to each other. There are a few guys a little weird about it, you know. Like, hey, man, if you're in there, you're in there for low T or ED or both. I mean, that's why you're there. You're not going there just to be seen. And Atlantic Men's Clinic is a place to go to just get great results. It's a professional. I mean, the way they do it, the people they have, their offices are fantastic. Matter of fact, 7 locations in South Florida with a brand new one in Hollywood right now that just opened. It is great. And all I can tell you is you're going to see them when you go in there. You'll see guys in their 40s. You'll see guys in their 50s. And then you'll turn around and see some guys in their 80s and 90s. See a little bit of everything, man. And hey, they're going in because they're getting great results, and they want to keep those great results. They want to get their energy level. You see guys that look in great shape because they have the energy to do those workouts like they used to, keeping the weight down. Sex drive, never been better. And that's the kind of stuff you're going to get from Atlantic Men's Clinic called Great Results. Hey, set up that first appointment to get the T, the PSA test. Do it today, man. Set it up. This morning, get it all set up. Go, hey, I need to come down. I'm tired all the time. And be honest with them when you sit down with them, and they're going to put you on a program that's perfect for you. Again, call them today. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. 13 months on the program. Man, I feel like I'm 30 years old again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Omar Kelly with us this morning, all day Dan Day, 2 straight weeks. And by the way, I mean working morning, noon, and night, and then I think hanging out with Lynn on the beach a little bit.
Well, so definitely, man. Lynn and I.
You and Lynn hang out a little bit?
Yeah, you go down to Hollywood Beach, you know, see what's going on.
He might be on vacation. I don't check emails, but he might.
He's visiting his daughter.
His daughter. Okay, that time. It's that time of year he's been doing that. That's okay. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Marlins open up a 3-game series with the Yankees. Cabrera and Alcantara still here. Did not. Names were thrown all over the place. Apparently, I'm guessing the Marlins wanted a lot of top prospects, and they were asking for too much, and they said, that's fine, because they're both pitching well right now. We're playing well. We're going to go ahead and keep them and see what happens. So 52 and 55, I believe 55 games left. 7 back. There's a lot of work. Don't get me to get one of those playoff spots. But Jesus Sanchez did get traded to the Astros. And here we go. And you're starting to hear, if you're following a little bit, just a little bit, Lopez, Stowers, Edwards, Ramirez, Myers have been the core of a lot of this. And there's been some other guys, obviously, have had some big hits and had their moments. But here we go, starting with the Yankees being in town. No Judge, but Stanton comes back. He's back and playing again and hitting a few home runs here recently.
In the Mount Rushmore of players that the Florida Marlins have given away, Miami Marlins have given away. Stanton, Cabrera.
Well, Cabrera's. They couldn't afford Cabrera. They knew when they got rid of him at a young age, he is the greatest player by far. That he's one of the greatest pure hitters of all time, greatest Venezuelan player of all time. He's done everything.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore? As a pitcher we've given away.
Well, we've had a lot of good pitchers come through here. Josh Beckett, right off the top. One of the great pitchers died, and one of the
That's true. Yeah,
terrible. We were going to a football game that morning when we had worded from the night before he was out and flying in a boat, and just a real tragedy there. But they've had some good ones. I mentioned that outfield yesterday that they had Yelich in center. He left and won an MVP, if I'm not mistaken. Stanton, they just couldn't afford, and he hit 60 home runs, damn near 60 home runs in right field. And they got rid of him to the Yankees and had to pick up a bunch of the salary with it. And so they had a great outfield, just really, really good players in that team. So there's been some good ones. And again, to me, when you look back, because, you talk about their best players, and they've had some great ones. They won some world championships. But if you're just looking at a guy that's worn a uniform here for a little more than a cup of coffee that they drafted at 16 years of age, Miguel Cabrera is by himself to anybody that's followed this thing from start to finish. By the way, he'd been through rehab. He got super heavy. He was late for everything. But, man, he'd show up wherever he was, and he was a hitting machine. Guy, just one of the great natural hitters in this game. Power numbers, just everything, and finished up in Detroit. But that would be one of those special guys. Hey, I got to ask you, speaking of guys, I get this at least almost every day. Joe, everybody wants to know about Tyreek.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, where is he? How's he feel? What's he say? What's going on? You know, because it's been a quiet camp for Tyreek. We all agree after two of the greatest camps I think you and I would agree, that first camp he was here.
Yeah.
It was like he was playing against high school because he was running by everybody's brother.
Yeah, last year even, he'd show up 30 minutes late to practice and walk on the field after they're done setting on sevens, jump in 11-on-11s and catch a deep ball.
Yeah, everybody.
And they done. Yeah.
Yeah, and the place going nuts. I mean, people were showing up just to watch him go one-on-one and run by somebody.
Yeah, he'd be like a pinch hitter. Call in, right. like call, let's call in Tyreek. Yeah.
And he is built for the big moments. He loves those moments and being known as one of the best receivers, and I'm sure he's going to be a motivator, and that's what I want to ask you. What do you expect his numbers to look like, considering everything? I know offensive line, because that's got to be talked about. Quarterback situation, there could be – one of the backups has to play.
Yep.
But just with all that in mind, what kind of numbers do you think he'll put up. And I know it could go a lot. I mean, it could be, hey, we saw 800-yard drop-off.
Yeah, a healthy season, he's a 1,200-yard receiver. I haven't seen the big play connection take off yet. I think we've seen one pass, and really that should have been a sack. Tua just threw it. I haven't seen it like it has been in the past. And, you know, that's what's so hard to evaluate, because how much of this is the cornerback? How much of this is the secondary? How much of this is Mike not calling the plays for Tyreek? How much of this is Tua gaining and developing more chemistry with Waddle? And that's a real thing.
Tua's, those are all great questions. That's what's happening.
You know what, Joe? I expected to have more answers about this team at this point, and I don't. And that makes me a little nervous.
Why would you think you'd have more?
Because I've seen this for so many years, and I know.
But don't you kind of look at everything, and you got a pretty good idea of what the strong positions are?
I think that's probably what it is. I don't have a good feel for a lot of things positionally. Like, I don't know how good these cornerbacks are. I have no idea.
Well, no, listen, we've never had a situation like this.
Yeah.
We have never, and by the way, it's not a shot. It's just we have never had we just don't have a lot of experience at that position, and we've got some guys that we do that have a little experience are obviously on the downside of their careers, and that's where you are, and those three positions.
Huh? Hold on. Who's on the downside of their career?
Jack Jones.
Nah, I think he's young.
I know, but
I mean, he's.
They threw him out.
Yeah, they did throw him. But I think that's more behavior, maturity, the extra stuff. You know, he comes with some Louis Vuitton luggage.
Mike Hilton?
Yeah, he's on the downside of his career. Absolutely. I'm wondering why I haven't seen him more. And that could be
slowly working him back.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not worried. We know what you can do. We saw your tape from, you know.
Yeah. It could be a lot of things. It could be, and I'm just throwing this out there. It could be we're going to cut you at the beginning training camp, and we don't want to guarantee contract for the whole season, so we'll bring you back week 2.
Okay.
That's been done. Let's not. I don't ignore the business side of this game.
I just, you know, you look because everybody goes, how'd we get in this situation? Well, you lost your starting 5 guys from last year.
No, you consciously chose to be in the situation. Don't say you lost your starting five.
They're not here. I'm trying to think of a generic
diplomatic
word.
Way.
No, just generic way of saying, you know, one guy got hurt, one guy they got rid of.
You voted Jalen Ramsey off the island. One guy got hurt. You were ruthless in cutting his contract instead of letting him rehab here. Because, you know.
Which guy?
Kendall Fuller. I think it was Valentine's Day cut. Bloody Valentine's Day in Miami. Four veterans got whacked. Let's go. Cater got hurt.
Whatever it is, our five guys are there. Javon Holland
just got priced out. They just decided I can honestly tell you they didn't want him back. Let's be real about it.
Javon hurt himself? Javon hurt himself when the team thought he could have played the year before, and he said, I can't play at the level I need to play at to help this team win.
I support him in that decision. And last year, he played through a knee injury, played with a broken hand. And
you know why?
Nobody brings that up.
No.
And it impacted his play. Nobody brings that up.
Yeah, but so he was playing because he went on his thing, being a free agent.
Yeah.
He made it a point to play. He did.
Yeah, he didn't play well, but he still got $30 million. Props to him.
I think he knew there's still going to be some good offers out there.
Absolutely.
And everybody's got their own story with things. But all I know is we got a fresh batch of guys here to try to put this together.
Do you have confidence that Minka can sew it all together? Because my biggest issue with the secondaries, it's the blind leading the blind. There's nobody in there that has any kind of experience, any kind of cachet to say, I'm a leader. Because it used to be Cater, and I would argue to you that Cater just got figured out what he's doing.
Well, I think Minka knows. Minka can look around and realize that this is my secondary.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking around, and he knows by the way they've talked to him and having him back and how they feel about him and moving some money around there that he's the guy. Now, that doesn't mean he can cover everybody. you only help so much. You can line guys up, but you can't play for him.
The key is you got to avoid those breakdowns, man.
But they got to develop somehow. I'm going to stick with this from the start. One of these young guys, Ethan, it could be Storm. Kendall Sheffield, Storm.
Yep.
We need one of these guys. I want to be in September, October going, okay, that guy, he's turned into a nice, solid player.
I tell you that, Jeff Ireland, threes, fours, and fives.
I know.
That's
he pops up. He hates that, by the way. He hates that one, and he hates the one.
What you know what he hates? You and Jeff don't talk. Jeff probably hates you.
We don't like each other.
Yeah, no. He's on the list. Yeah. Jeff. Yeah.
Did you get along with him?
Yeah, I did. I do. People know who I am. I don't pull punches. So if I say it, I meant it. Like, same thing with Greer. We're good. You know, his wife don't like me, but we're good. We're all right.
Well, I don't think Chris Greer dislikes anybody. I don't think Chris goes around and. I mean, I say hello to him when I see him,
too. Yeah, yeah. He gave me one evil look one time. One real nasty look. I don't know what I wrote that day, but yeah, it was.
I got to tell you.
It was like.
When the wives, that's a different deal. Now I've had a few wives. I got all wives team. And she's not even on the list. I don't know where she is. I'm guessing she's not a big fan either, but I got Ireland's wife right up there, too, on that one.
Yeah.
I had actually both of them. I don't think. I know. Tony's wife did not like me at all.
Was what? Very, no.
Very open about the dislike.
Oh, she liked me. I liked her, too.
Well, you must have said something nice.
I like Tony. I did.
You like Tony punting all those punts. I think that's when
it changed.
No, don't stop.
Don't disrespect Tony. Listen, from a leadership standpoint, tell me who was better than Tony.
He was great. He was great with his guys.
They would have fought to the end. They took an opportunity to whack him after that Eagles game and never look back.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we got to go to break here. You and I we disagree on guys. I think Jeff Ireland is. I don't think much of him.
No, I don't think much of him either. But I mean, he's still chugging along. I don't know how he got himself
GM?
In that.
No, he's in.
I don't know how
shape.
He got himself in that New Orleans situation because their quarterback situation is bad. I'm like, is this an Archie Manning crusade here? What are we doing? I just saw yesterday. I saw some film of their rookie quarterback. He was struggling.
Hey, they got a two way battle. Don't they have the guy from the year before?
Spencer Rattler.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
It is.
Ouch.
It reminds me of Atlanta when they should have gotten Lamar Jackson, and they just like, yeah, we're gonna go with our young, inexperienced, not good quarterback.
I would say Zach Wilson might be a starter in New Orleans if he were there right now.
Maybe. Probably. I could see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I agree. He could have moved ahead, but he wasn't going anywhere. I don't think my man's looking to rehab, and where's the best place to help me get back and turn into Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or
man, that's the goal, Sam Darnold.
That's the goal.
But a lot of those Jets quarterbacks, Geno Smith too. A lot of those Jets quarterbacks, they get second acts. You ever had a Dolphin over here get a second act? Ryan Tannehill, I guess he had a good second act.
Yeah, he had a hell of a
played better next year than riding Derrick Henry.
Well, you can say whatever you want. He put up numbers.
Hey,
comeback player of the year. All right, hey, I got to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida for just a second. Let's talk about the part of sports nobody likes to talk about. It has nothing to do with a general manager, assistant GM. It just has to do with staying healthy, man. And when you do get hurt. Nobody likes to talk about it, and we're sitting here every time somebody gets hurt. It's a big story, but it sure is nice to know when you do get injured, you've got one of the best sports medicine programs in the country right here in your backyard. Baptist Health South Florida is unbelievable. Their sports medicine program, a top 50 in the country, take care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They have put together not only great facilities throughout Dade and Broward County, but they have put together a team, an all-star specialist team that is unbelievable. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, You can go on and on with these doctors. The team doctors are fantastic. I'll tell you, they all work together and do great work. And when you do have an injury and you need to see a specialist and you're going, wow, I need to go somewhere where they're going to have great results. You got Baptist Health, South Florida. They got Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're back, and a good, happy Friday to everybody out there. Getting up this morning, making some plans, getting ready, whether you're going to maybe a Marlins-Yankees game Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or you're going to a little Dolphins practice here. They'll be practicing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and hitting the road next week to Chicago. First time I can remember, Omar Kelly's with us from the Miami Herald. First time I can remember in preseason where the team is staying on the road. I know West Coast, we've had a couple times where we played season games, two in California, just stayed out there. But I can't remember the preseason hitting the road for this many, like half a camp.
Yeah, Mike looks at it as a bonding opportunity.
Yes.
And he feels like his team needs to bond. And I agree with him because last year, it's like they weren't close. They weren't friendly. There was friction. There was tension. People weren't saying things that needed to be said, and they didn't have a bond. And
if you got certain personalities, it's hard to do. If you've got certain personalities that are good players, it's hard to do. And so the thing I don't want to happen, because it's easy, we dogpile on the guy that leaves.
Yeah,
I'm
anti-dogpile.
So Jalen Ramsey's going to get, and he hadn't said much. We'll see how it goes. But everybody is, I saw some more comments that came out yesterday. Somebody said something about respecting Mike
okay.
I don't know that, who it was.
That has a lot to do with why Jalen's not here.
That was what one of the players said. And but you still got to have players. I mean, at the end of the day, we can talk about all this stuff, but you still got to have
your players can't undermine the head coach.
No.
And that was where I understood why Jalen had to go, because I felt like, and this is just being transparent, Jalen probably would have been lobbying and angling for Anthony Weaver to become the head coach. And that's a healthy, unhealthy spot to be in.
Oh, I think he made it clear that it was like, I like Chris Greer, I like Anthony Weaver, and I don't like Mike. I think that became kind of the kind of the take on everything.
And I don't know if it's I don't like Mike. I don't believe in Mike more.
Yeah, well, it's
yeah, same
you don't
thing.
Respect
yeah.
him and yeah. you don't respect, and that turns to you don't respect somebody. Then you find yourself saying you don't like them.
But the respect the lack of respect came from Mike really trying to be too accommodating to you.
Right.
And that's part. And I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
I really don't understand.
You got a guy that like literally. It's incredible. You would think if you were self-motivated.
He is.
You would just, you could play along, especially after you've been taken care of. Because somebody went heavy to bat. And then by doing that, it's just, listen, man, it's still a bad look. The whole thing with
the whole thing Randall, is a bad look. I mean, they are eating $18.5 million over the next 2 years to get rid of Jalen Ramsey. That's a lot of cap space.
The other thing, I mean.
That's a lot of players.
I wouldn't mind if that happened if you had other guys, a bunch of young guys ready to go.
And you don't.
And you're sitting here waiting after seven practices.
Yeah.
And fellas, man, there is great opportunity over there for and they should all get it. Every guy. B.J. Adams, Isaiah John, they ought to all be going. Jason Marshall, he ought to be on the phone going, hey, Mom and Dad, man, I'm in great shape here, man. To Ethan Bonner.
You want to be an NFL starter, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. Cam Smith, too. Let's not ignore Cam Smith. I'm hard on him, but.
Everybody's.
It's everybody. Ethan Bonner, you know what? I'm more disappointed in Ethan Bonner than I am in Cam Smith. And
how can that be when one guy's a free agent and another guy's a second round
pick?
Me
and you have this beef about
this. There's no beef. When you're taken in the first couple rounds, more's expected of
you. I don't care where you're drafted.
They don't get big fat signing bonus.
I don't care where you're drafted.
He got $6-8 million as a signing bonus, and Ethan Bonner didn't.
I don't care where you're drafted, Joe. I understand from your standpoint the resources used, it's important, but I'm just looking at talent. Ethan Bonner has more talent than Cam Smith. Ethan Bonner's fast. There isn't a single receiver who will not tell you he's one of the five fastest players on the team. He's got confidence. He's got decent size. He's not stiff kid. He should be playing better than he is.
I wish they would give him a chance.
So we could figure this out.
Yeah. Like, hey, you know what? You get a week or two. Ethan, all these things are good. We just need to see it more and go get your feet wet, whether you make a mistake or not.
I don't disagree
with you. Go
out there
and compete.
I don't disagree with you.
I actually had a chance to talk to him a few weeks ago, and he knew this was a great opportunity, and he was talking like a confident dude.
He is a confident kid, but I don't see him playing with that level of confidence. I don't know. You know, and the psychological part is part of it too. Like maybe some of these guys are putting a lot of pressure on themselves because of this situation. And I can understand that. Logically, Ethan could be, because he's not playing like himself, which to me is a little surprising because he's an ultra-confident kid. Cam Smith, man, that confidence is gone. It's gone. I don't even know if it's coming back.
So you guys, because you and Bo were talking body language, just
it's horrible. It's horrible.
Good.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's not. I'm not even gonna tell you. It's not good. It's horrible.
I can't read body language except on women. When they're pissed, I can tell. Like at a party, when they're pissed, I'm good at that. But I don't do very good sometimes with guys. But women, they can't hide it. No, they can't.
I can't hide it either. But I can't hide it either. But Cam Smith, his body language is horrible. It's and I understand why he's where he is. Like you see in this opportunity, you're the draft. Like if you're Chris Greer's history, the draft pick's gonna get first shot.
That's the way it is everywhere.
Generally, yes.
I mean, that's no different. Don Shula, like he brings a one or two in, and like, hey, Mac, line up. Don McNeil, you're the guy. Go get him.
Not right now. That's not what's happening. And I don't know if it's injury related. I don't know if it's confidence related.
I got to tell you right now, he's on double secret probation, whether it's injury, because now they're going, hey, he's still talking about, I got to really work on staying in shape. And usually you don't have to tell wide receivers and defensive backs they got to stay in shape, the fastest position in football. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. We're getting super late here in the six. We got the most out of the 6 o'clock hour, though. We did that. We'll have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, I want to talk to you early in the morning about a super special charity that does great work with their two facilities, Chapman Partnership. Boy, I'll tell you what. if you things are good in your life and you and your family want to get involved in something that really moves the dial and makes a difference, Chapman Partnership and the rehabilitation for the homeless is fantastic. So much more than just a warm meal and a bed to take a nap or take an occasional shower. I'm talking about changing lives daily with the programs, the wraparound services, and caring support that they offer every day. Mental health doctors donate their time. Doctors donate their time. A lot of good people in Dade County are donating a lot of their time, and that's one of the reasons Chapman Partnership has been so successful. But, hey, listen, 30 years, 30-year anniversary going on right now, 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman's assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Hey, join me here in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission, making a big difference in our community. 3 to 4 months of rehabilitation, finding jobs, finding a place to live. They do it all at Chapman Partnership. So many great stories to tell you about. Hey, any level of support that you can offer is impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org. If you want to get in or find out, learn more, give more, we'd love to have you jump aboard Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.